I'm joined now by the Vice-Chancellor of Loon Valley Enterprise University, Professor Mike M. Shart. Mike, thank you for agreeing to this interview. So, on the strikes, staff are unclear about what your stance actually is. Are you sympathetic to the striking lecturers? Well, I'm very glad that you've asked me that question. And yes, I am. And I just want to make clear that this issue is affecting me as well. And all of the senior management team.
Now hold on a second. Now hold on. This is out of touch, Vice Chancellor. I mean, when we compare your salary to that of a junior lecturer in an academic department.
Now you see, I'm very glad that you've mentioned that because actually I have a pre-prepared response, which is this: when you consider the salary of a lecturer within a department, it might look like my salary is inflated by comparison, but what you have to understand is that these lecturers are only working within one department. They only really have oversight over a particular entity within the university. Now, as Vice Chancellor, I actually have to oversee every department, you see. Now, if you take a lecturer's salary and times that by 27 departments, you'll find that the figure you get is far more than what I actually earn. And I'm not even including the more irrelevant departments like catering or the students' union. So in relevant terms, I am earning far less than perhaps I should be. So I can fully appreciate where the striking staff are coming from.
Right, but what steps are you taking to close that gap, Vice-Chancellor?
Ah, well, now that is a good question. Because just recently we made some cuts to the marketing department. So Hewlett Venklin, formerly our chief architect for public misinterpretation solutions, has recently been released from his role. And as such, I've assumed his responsibilities, hence I'm here talking to you today, for example.
Right, but I fail to see how this...
Well, I've upped my pay to match my increased responsibilities, you see.
Moving on, given the sheer amount of construction work going on campus at present, can you say students are getting value for money?
Well, no, I can't, actually. That's a very bold admission, Vice-Chancellor. Can you elaborate?
Certainly. I mean, this is a case, again, of the calculation...
Right, Mike. Tuition fees went up by £250. Are you saying that the amount we are paying matches the experience?
No, I'm not. And you see, it's interesting that you mention the £250, okay?
So the 9 grand fees were established in 2012. If we were to take inflation into account, we could have increased fees by about £8,000. And so when people ask me, well, why have you cut this and why have you cut that? Why is there construction going on all over campus? I simply say, well, you wanted an experience in line with what you're paying. And quite frankly, I think if you've got an 8 grand discount, that should come with a few sacrifices.
Okay, final question, Vice-Chancellor. Do you think it's right that while staff are losing money, senior managers are jetting off around the world for conferences and business trips?
Well, I'm very glad that you've asked me that. It's a valid question. And all I'd say is this. Loon Valley Enterprise University is an international university. Vice-Chancellor, thank you.
Thank you very much.